Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Okay, we are back here on the Golf Preview Podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview after day one of the Ryder Cup that was totally dominant by the United States. I had a rough start this morning as I invested my best bet in Rory McIlroy and Ian Poulter. Two historic forces for Team Europe, and they got absolutely massacred by Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele this morning. So I took Rory's group again in the afternoon as Poulter was replaced by Shane Lowry, and then Tony Finau and Harris English took down that group as well. So quite a lot invested in Rory today, and that was one really negative point of the day. And this afternoon, there was not nearly enough time to release a podcast for afternoon four ball, so I did a little write-up with picks for the pregame.com forum, and we will roll with a similar plan tomorrow, so make sure you check in on that between morning and afternoon rounds. There's only about 20 minutes to get in those afternoon four ball picks, so don't forget to go check out the forum for that. As for how things went this afternoon, I had Dustin Johnson and Xander Schauffele taking down Bernt Wiesberger and Paul Casey to start things off, and that hit. Hatton and Rahm rallied to have DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler with Hatton's birdie on 18. Like I said, I was dead wrong with my Rory picks today, as him and Lowry were absolutely destroyed by Finau and English. And Finau carried them the entire way. And then another half between the match of Justin Thomas and Patrick Cantlay versus Tommy Fleetwood and Victor Hovland. So Thomas and Cantlay were down 3-7, so that was a nice comeback to have that match. But all in all, it's 6-2 with the United States leading and all signs pointing to American domination the rest of the way, unless guys like Rory McIlroy can start rallying together some points for Europe. So enough about Friday. Let's get into some morning, some Saturday morning foursomes and make some picks. So match one is Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger versus Sergio Garcia and John Rahm. So I was wondering why Sergio and Rahm did not play again together in the afternoon four ball, but this is exactly why. Padraig Harrington gave Sergio some rest with the intent to bring them back tomorrow in foursomes. They will go against a rested Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger, who won their foursome match this morning. But I'm going to take Sergio and Rahm here. I think it's imperative that they win the first match of the day, or else Team Europe is simply finished. So I'm taking Sergio Garcia and John Rahm over Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger at plus 100. Match two is Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa versus Paul Casey and Tyrrell Hatton. Dustin Johnson was, you know, one of a few catalysts yesterday for Team USA. He won both his morning foursome match and afternoon four ball match, and that was the first time he's done that in any of his Ryder Cup appearances. I believe that Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa are the two best ball strikers on Team USA, and the statistics would fully back that case up for Colin Morikawa. Tyrrell Hatton did make a huge putt this afternoon to tie Scottie Scheffler and DeChambeau, but he really didn't have a great day on the greens if you look at the rest of the round. So for match two, I'm going Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa over Paul Casey and Tyrrell Hatton at minus 110. For match three, we have Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth versus Victor Hovland and Bernt Wiesberger. I don't really understand why Padraig Harrington has sent Bernt Wiesberger out with the players that he has. I do not agree with this pairing at all. I think Harrington should send Poulter out with the young and powerful Victor Hovland. On the other side of things, Justin Thomas did not play well yesterday morning. In fact, he was really the main reason that him and Jordan lost that morning match, missed some very easy putts. But I'm glad that USA captain Steve Stricker sent Justin Thomas back out there, because he and Patrick Cantlay rallied from three down through seven to tie their match in the afternoon. JT made some huge putts on the back nine. So I'm taking Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth over Victor Hovland and Bernd Wiesberger at minus 125. The fourth and final match that will wrap up what it looks to be another disastrous morning for Team Europe is Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay versus Lee Westwood and Matt Fitzpatrick. You know, I would love to think that the English duo of Westwood and Fitzpatrick are gonna cause any types of issues for Xander and Cantlay, but I have a tough time seeing that happen. Xander and Cantlay are playing pretty much the best golf of their young careers, arguably the best on the team right now. And even though Cantlay is considered a Ryder Cup rookie, he's really a veteran to this match play format. Even Justin Thomas said today that through their college careers, Patrick Cantlay was an absolute nightmare to play against. So for the final match of the morning, I'm taking Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay over Lee Westwood and Matthew Fitzpatrick at minus 180. My best bet of those four is definitely going to be Sergio Garcia and Jon Rahm over Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger at plus 100. That's the end-all, be-all for Team Europe. It starts first thing tomorrow morning. So that will do it for morning foursome picks on the Golf Preview podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. At the conclusion of morning foursomes, I will post to the pregame.com forum to post Saturday afternoon four ball picks. And then tomorrow night, I'll have an episode with Sunday singles picks. Talk to you tomorrow, Dreamers. Let's crush them, bookmakers.